Nonprofits are often expected to act different from how businesses operate. But that's changing as nonprofits seek to incorporate ideas and actions that the best businesses use. SVP Sacramento is a group of venture philanthropists working to build nonprofit capacity. SVP's Cameron Law and Powerhouse Science Center's Shanaz Van Devender join me next on Studio Sacramento.
At Five Star Bank, we create thoughtful solutions to help the capital region thrive, from economic development and education to public health and safety, issues that are vitally important to Sacramento's prosperity. We're proud to be part of the conversation and hope you'll join in.
You have 20 nonprofits who want to do nothing but improve their little corner of the world, and SVP has just done a fantastic job at helping nonprofits tell the story.
I want to congratulate all the Sacramento Region nonprofits who have participated in this year's Fast Pitch program. Fast Pitch is a wonderful example of the City of Sacramento's new initiatives for civic engagement that we call SAC Gives Back.
I envision a future with more vibrant communities, more happy homes.
I was here as a guest last year, bragging on social media, saying that I would be a presenter next year, just being hopeful. And in fact, here I am tonight to present, thrilled for the opportunity and grateful to see what this will do to carry our mission forward.
Cameron, that's really interesting. Explain what's going on in Fast Pitch when the entire process is happening.
Yeah, so Fast Pitch is actually a 3-month-long program really helping nonprofits hone their 3-minute message. So really helping them dial in, you know, what data are they speaking to, as well as what is that emotional story they're trying to tell a funder. And so what you're seeing is really the pinnacle event of this program. And so that's at Golden One Center, where last year we had 800 people there. And it's really just a great opportunity for the nonprofits to tell their story on stage, get that awareness, but also really, you know, celebrate the great work that they're doing in the community. And it's just a great opportunity for Sacramento to come together, not just the nonprofits, but philanthropists, to really see what great work is going on in the community.
It looks like a concert, though. I mean, with the screens and everything else. I mean, that doesn't really look like what most people think of as like nonprofit style work.
Right. No, we're really trying to celebrate and have the nonprofit leaders be the superstars of the night. You know, we have great signage going on. We have the big logos, and when you walk into the arena, you have the nonprofit leaders standing there with their logo under them and just really celebrating the amazing work that they're doing. And so it's just a celebration of all the impact that's going on in the community.
Shanaz, what was it like being up on that stage? I mean, it looks like, you know,
larger than life.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. What did that feel like?
Well, you know, to walk into one of the most technologically advanced stadiums in all the world and to be seen on the Jumbotron, it's a celebrity high, I have to admit. And for a nonprofit, we don't get that type of visibility. We don't get that type of airing. So it was a wonderful experience to be celebrated, just like Cameron was saying. And the impact that we're making, it was one of these great moments to be so set in the spotlight and to feel the amount of passion and energy in that room. That was what it was all about that evening.
Now, you and your organization, Powerhouse Science Center, won in 2017,
yes.
Okay? How did you come to working at Powerhouse and doing that line of work? What did you do before?
Believe it or not, Scott, I actually work for a local organization here in town, SARTA, and whose focus was really on building up the entrepreneurial brain trust in Sacramento.
The Technology Alliance, wasn't
it? That's exactly right. Exactly right. The Sacramento Regional Technology Alliance. And that group really focused on having other mid-size and large-size organizations bring the entrepreneurial sector up. And from that, it was a natural transgression into something very legacy-focused as we're looking at the next generation and looking at what the gap is in the workforce. So here we are with these incredible entrepreneurial companies that are coming to town, that are being homegrown as well. And what are they looking for? They're looking for skills in science, technology, engineering, and math. And what better way to build a legacy institution to take the kids that are here right now and help them see what their futures can be like, but also draw them that map from end to end. Start now when you are young and then graduate so that you can fill that gap in the workforce.
It sounds like you still have the pitch down pretty good. Huh?
Well, you know what's funny, Scott? I gave the pitch last night. As recently as last night. I mean, Cameron, yeah, here you go, to an incredible group of women, the 100-plus Women Who Care organization. I was invited to pitch along with two other of great nonprofits in town. And I'm here to say Powerhouse won again.
Well, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Your background in business and in technology and innovation, some might say, well, that doesn't sound very nonprofit-y. I mean, how does that work? Share with us why those types of skills are needed in the nonprofit sector.
You know, I think that there are many times when I feel like we are a stepchild, and we shouldn't be. A nonprofit should be looked at in many ways like any other organization. We are here for a mission. We are here to drive impact. We have to be fiduciarily responsible for the money that we're getting, not only earned, but remember, we are an organization that is driven by sponsors and donors. And so we've got to look at how we spend that money, and we've got to be smart about it and get the most impact that we can. So the skill set that I feel that I bring to this organization, having worked in private industry for quite some time, having spent a lot of my career overseas, and then bringing all of that back into something like this, that is, again, an organization with a mission that is about the future. I can't tell you how impactful that has been. We really need to look at nonprofits as places where you need the significant skill set and brain trust, just like any other organization. If you want to drive that impact that everyone is asking you to drive, you cannot under-resource nonprofits and then expect them to get that impact. You cannot underestimate the types of skills that should be coming into those nonprofit organizations, again, in order to drive that impact.
Cameron, the organization that you lead, tell us what it does beyond Fast Pitch.
Yeah, definitely. So Fast Pitch is kind of our signature program and event, but really what we're founded on is really taking a venture capital approach to philanthropy. So Social Venture Partners is actually an international network, so there's 43 affiliates around the world that have really come together to take this approach to philanthropy, and each community operates a little bit differently in their focus. And so in Sacramento, our focus is around education and workforce development. So we're really focused on how are we going to ensure that all students in the greater Sacramento region graduate high school and are on a clear pathway to economic security. And so we basically bring on individual philanthropists, pool those funds, and then invest into our community through educational nonprofits. And then with that unrestricted funding that we provide them, we really build capacity with the business expertise that our partners bring to the table. So we help provide strategic planning support, board development, organizational structure support. So really leveraging those dollars and that business expertise to have a deeper impact in the community.
And not to diminish the seriousness of all that, but you have this fascinating structure where you have coaches, and it almost reminds me of watching The Voice in some ways. And as a matter of fact, we've got a little piece that we're going to look at real fast to talk about kind of that coaching experience.
I think what I find most fulfilling about SVP and the fast pitch process is the ability to touch so many different nonprofits that are in this community. It's amazing how many different nonprofits doing so many different things are out there, and I love being able to be involved and to be helpful to those organizations.
It's such a wonderful opportunity to be able to give back in a way that you know is going to help all of the nonprofits that serve our region, whether that's working one-on-one with your specific nonprofit or whether that's working with and providing feedback in the forum sessions and some of the other mechanisms that we have to share that.
First of all, you have this wonderful individual that you're helping tell their story and being their support. So it was amazing to listen to all of the 20 people talking about their nonprofits and then having that personal touch with one of the nonprofits.
And so many wonderful organizations out there, they're doing great things, but they're just not really able to talk about who they are, what they do, why it matters, and where do they need help. And that's where I think both myself as well as the SVP organization is really good at arming those people to go out and be more effective and be more successful.
It's so inspiring to see so many people tackling some of the toughest challenges that our region faces.
And I'm so excited. I think that everyone tonight will be so thrilled to hear these amazing stories and support the nonprofits in our region.
I'm competitive myself, and so the four clients that I've coached already have all gotten money. But it's very rewarding for me to see them grow through the process. Just be enthusiastic, have fun, bring your passion out, and ask for what you want.
The coaches, Cameron, look as into it as the participants. Tell us more about the coaching experience.
Yeah, the coaches get invested into this process, so they get just as competitive as the nonprofits do in this experience. So how it operates is we bring in 40 business and community leaders to coach the 20 nonprofits through this process. And so we, one, build the cohort experience where they provide feedback to all of the nonprofits, but in between each of the sessions, they're really working with one specific nonprofit to digest all of the feedback and provide support for them. And so they really get ingrained in the missions in support of the impact that the nonprofits are really trying to realize through that pitch.
Shanaz, what was your experience with the coaching process and also being part of a cohort as well?
Being part of the cohort was one of the most amazing things, to be in a lineup with some amazing nonprofits in this town. It was very hard to choose, I'm sure, on the side of the philanthropists and even the coaches in the selection process as who wants to work with who. In terms of working with the coaches themselves, it was phenomenal. You get a lot of feedback. You've got to decide what it is that you're going to take and what it is that you're going to leave, and how is it going to improve upon, you know, what your pitch is going to be like. They were incredibly instrumental because they helped you stay on point. Fast pitch, you have 3 minutes to tell this story, and in that story, you have to be able to relate your mission, you've got to be able to pull at the heartstrings, and you've got to be able to have measurable impact report all at the same time, and then you've got to close with your ask. It's a lot, and those coaches really help you navigate that entire process to make it very concise and compelling.
How were you and the pitch for Powerhouse different at the end of this process than you were at the beginning?
Wow, great question. I think I was able, again, to very succinctly tell my story in a way that was compelling. Whereas before, you may take 3, 5, 10 minutes to get your story along the line. But when, after this process, you know that you only have a certain amount of attention span with whoever it is that you're speaking to. And I keep that in mind on every occasion now. It's like, boom, get to the point, make it compelling, and make them remember something that is unique about you. And I think that's what it left me with, that if, with every engagement.
Cameron, when these organizations go through fast pitch and come out the other end, and whether or not they actually are the ultimate winner like Shanaz, or whether they just go all the way through the process and participate fully, how does that change the perspective on how they're received by the funding community?
Yeah, I think there's kind of a two-pronged approach. So I think one, it's the nonprofit leader within the staff who really grows, and I think Shanaz hit on it, was really succinctly tell what impact they're really having in the community. And I think a lot of where that comes from is there, a lot of nonprofits run tremendous programs and many of them, and it helps them kind of hone into like how do all of those programs and services align with that mission and really tying it all together. But I also see a lot of power in when the board and outside individuals really get a hold of what that pitch is, because this last year, one of the nonprofits who didn't make it to the finalists, I spoke with the board member and he told me, for the first time, I can really clearly articulate what we do as an organization. And for me, that was a huge step forward, that now when they go to a board meeting, they really know the power of what their organization is doing, and now they can be better fundraisers as well.
That is fascinating. So it's not just the principal who's presenting that is transformed by this, but it's almost that the entire organization and the stakeholders that they touch understand their own organization better.
Yeah, so that's really our focus, is to have an organizational 3-minute pitch. And so when you really start to look at that pitch, is you're building collateral. So I think a big steward of that is April Jarvis with the Sacramento Public Library Foundation. Is every time I get her newsletter, I can see little snippets of her fast pitch built into that. And I think that there's a power in that it makes the process of going through some of that marketing material and all of that much more efficient and effective and really realizing your fundraising goals and whatnot.
Are nonprofits being held to a changing standard based on the environment that we're operating in today? And is there something that Fast Pitch speaks to related to that?
Yeah, so I think there's a moving trend towards a focus on impact. So I think we're really starting to see a focus on impact versus output. So what are those kind of measurements that you're starting to look to? And so we're really trying to support them with one of our workshops, which helps them kind of understand what is the difference between an output measure versus the impact that you really are trying
to. Help us understand that, because a lot of times we're always focused on output. Give us the difference between that and impact.
Yeah, so an output is really the numbers of people that you're serving, whereas the impact is really that tangible change that you want to see in the community. So I might be serving 1,000 students, but to what end are you actually changing their life is where that impact piece comes in. And I think that's the power of Fast Pitch, is once you've honed into some of those impact metrics and you're telling that story, and clearly through an emotional one as well, I think when you thread in an emotional story where you're telling that impact that a specific individual went through, you can really see that change, and that's where you're garnering that support, is when people can feel and actually touch that impact that they are hearing in your pitch.
Shanaz, are funders demanding from you and your colleagues in the nonprofit community, along Cameron's lines, a different set of measurements than historically would satisfy them?
You know, I think yes, the answer simply is yes. And Cameron hit on it, because what funders respond to is that impact. Great, they want to know that you're serving 1,000 programs with this amount of funding, but they want to know, how did you change that life? What difference did you make? How did that one person that you touch make a change in their own lives to change the trajectory? So that's what we're finding. And to go back to a point that Cameron made in terms of having this pitch be an organizational pitch, it's very funny. I think that it's one thing to recite your mission statement. It's a very different thing to tell your mission statement through a story. and through an impact story. And that's what Fast Pitch did for us personally. We were able to tell the story of a little girl who came over a summer camp and sat in our planetarium, and it was then that she had her aha moment. She wanted to explore space, and now she's studying astrophysics in college. So those are the types of connect points that we want to make. That's how you talk about your mission. It's not something that's black and white, that sits on a page. And that's what funders want to know.
And when you graduate out of this process, mm-hmm. and you move forward with whatever your funding plans or programmatic plans are, mm-hmm. how along the way do you use the learnings that you gained through this process in changing the way that you operate?
We have several different types of funding mechanisms. So it really shapes the way we approach grant writing. It shapes the way that we approach our corporate sponsorship packages, our approach to individual donors, of course. And then as we are messaging into the community, who are we? What are we about? We want to be able to talk about those things, not just about what our educational program is, but what are you going to get as a result of this? What are we going to inspire young girls to be? We want to be able to tie that back to, gee, dream of this and stay involved in STEM education, and then you can be like this person that we're going to talk about that goes to UC Davis and is graduating in space sciences or in agriculture or in whatever type of field you're graduating in. So we are telling that story in everything that we do, whether it is going to be on our website or all our collateral material. That's how it's shaped us, in that storytelling of our mission and the impact that we are looking to gain.
Cameron, when you encounter, interview, and start to sort of involve all of these nonprofits that get into the competition, are there any commonalities where you see that nonprofits, for whatever reason, tend to have a place where they've got to improve themselves or elevate their game, and it's a common thing that you all help address?
I think it's it goes back to kind of the multitude of programs that nonprofits have. So I think really taking different or disparate programs that they might be running and honing that into, like, what is that pinnacle impact change that they're trying to create. So I think it's really aligning those different resources that they're providing and supporting the community with towards that larger goal. So I think honing then to what exactly that program means towards the larger vision and mission that they're trying to achieve, and really aligning that to where it's focused. I think that's really kind of my key takeaway, is really we're focusing some of those efforts to be into that larger mission.
Tell us, for all of us that are watching, whether we're board members, executives in nonprofits, or just people who are interested, how can we get involved in Fast Pitch?
Yeah, I think a great first step is to come check out our Fast Pitch event, but also you can learn more on our website, which is www.svpsacramento.org, and it's a great resource to learn more about the program. There's some videos and some resources that you can learn more about the program on there.
And so how do we know if we're ready? If we run a nonprofit, how do we know that we're ready to get involved?
I just urge you to apply. I think there's part of the process is learning in terms of applying. You're going through the process to understand the basics of your Fast Pitch, and I'm always happy to provide feedback to those that don't get accepted into the current cohort.
Shanaz, what advice would you give to a nonprofit or a nonprofit executive who's thinking about getting involved?
Fast Pitch is intense. It requires a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and a lot of dedication. It's worth the effort, I will say that, because you come out with something that you will use over and over again throughout all of your marketing and your fundraising efforts. But be ready for the commitment and be ready to bring a tremendous amount of energy for what it is that you do and what your organization is all about.
Your community partners and the folks who founded this effort up here, what was it that they really wanted to achieve when they brought this program to Sacramento?
Yeah, so I think the Fast Pitch program, when they brought that here, was really to change the way nonprofit leaders talked about their great work in the community. I think they really wanted to help them clearly articulate that impact so more funders could get involved and ultimately scale that impact within the community.
And we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us today. And that's our show. Thanks to our guests, and thanks to you for watching Studio Sacramento. I'm Scott Syfax. See you next time right here on KVIE.
Thank you for listening to Studio Sacramento from KVIE Public Television. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes to help others find it.
At Five Star Bank, we create thoughtful solutions to help the Capital Region thrive. From economic development and education to public health and safety, issues that are vitally important to Sacramento's prosperity. We're proud to be part of the conversation and hope you'll join in.
All episodes of Studio Sacramento, along with other KVIE programs, are available to watch online at kvie.org/video.